Okay, you're on Kuf, you're on Aleph, I'm on Aleph, we got a lot of work to do. So we have like two lines left before the Mishnah. I think it's all the way back to the last 3 days. We'll just try to finish it up and get on to the Mishnah. So the Gemara was trying, we are 6 lines from the bottom of Kuf, you're on Aleph, I'm on Aleph. So the Gemara was trying to prove that we're not talking within the sheet of Rabbi Nechemya, who holds that Abiyah Psula is Poteresa from Chalitza, but rather we're still working within the Rabbanon. And they already kind of said the Shema. I mean, now they've kind of proven their point already. The whole point being to prove that Rav Chisda was correct, his understanding of Rav, that is the Katana, who is the Cheresh is the one who's Kenuya Mishieres, and the Katana is the one who is Kenuya Vena Kenuya. So Amar Vashi, Meresha Nami Shema Mina, the Rabbanan Hi. I can tell you even from the Mishnah, from the beginning of the Mishnah, that we're talking within the Sheet of the Rabbanan. Why? Who hold that Abiy Psula is not going to, will not have the impact. Right, in terms of pottering somebody else, be a psula of one woman more part of the other woman. Why? The katani imba ala chayreshes nosen laget vehutra. We talked about the fact that she, the person in that scenario was not supposed to be bala chayreshes, but if he would, and he would give her a get, she'd be free to go. Velo katani imba ala katana nosen laget vehutra. But he didn't say when it came to the katana, the same thing, give her a get, and she'll be hutra. So Rashi points out, why is that? If you look at Rashi from 4 lines from the bottom, right? If the husband of the chereshes dies, imbala chereshes nosen laget, right? And he said, in that case, we said if he just goes ahead and marries the chereshes, or does yibum with her and then gives her a get, v'gabe meis baila shachatana, the katana katana tamten. When we come to katana, we don't say just give her a get and have yibum and then give her a get. Instead, we say, wait till she gets older. Velogatani, imbala katana, nosen laget, and vuhutra. We didn't say, and the katana, just give her a get, and marry her, and then give her a get, and she'll be free to go. Why didn't we say that? Amar Rabbanan, it seems to be like the Rabbanan. Why? Umishum haki, lo nafka beget, de biyasa psula. Because in that case, going ahead and doing yibum with the katana in that scenario would be the wrong thing to do. It'd be a psula. Why the chereshes couldn't even be mixed us? Because we said all of a sudden that the chereshes, who he's already, has a zika with already, who is, is already somewhat acquired to him, vizua sura mishum achos isha, and so therefore the katana would be forbidden because of achos isha. Umi yibum lo midachia and lo midachia dema katana kaniya kula v'kini mishiyaris dachos lo dachila. The point being that they want to say that the reason why they're not including the case of giving the get the. Doing yibum and giving yet to the katana is because it will be a psula. So the fact that the mission doesn't give that as an option, you see that we're functioning within the sheet of the Rabbanan because they don't allow a bia psula to have any impact. So Gemara says that's not so fast. Go back to Gemara. Imishum halo iriyat. That's not a proof. Cheresh is delay slata kanta de hetera katana tekanta di sura. Does he know why we gave this example when it came to the cheresh? Again, this is something you're not supposed to do, but if you did it, it works. Right, if you would be with a chereshes and give her a get, it would actually work, even though you're not supposed to do that. So that's because she has no other way out. Right, the chereshes. Otherwise, we said she waits forever. Right, she has nothing to do. So for her, we said, well, just by the way, if you would do this, even though it's usher, it would work. But katana de isla takanta de hetera lo tani takanta de isur. But the katana, she has another way out, right? Just whether she gets older and give her chalisa. So that's it's not that it actually wouldn't work. Even the Rebbe Nechemi would probably agree, the Mishnah might agree to Rebbe Nechemi that a taka would work by the katana too. We just don't give the example because there's a mutter way for her to get to her to be released. So we don't give the other example, even though the other example may otherwise work. Fine. Okay, so let's go to the Mishnah. Mishai nasi l'shtei yisomos katanos. A person is married to two women who don't have a father, and they're katanos, and they're both katanos. Umeis, and then the guy dies. So this is two women with the same status, both katanos. Umeis, and then he dies. Uba yavam ala rishona vechazer balashnia, and then the yavam, his brother, right, the brother of the meis, goes out and does yibam with one, and then he does yibam with the second one. Oh, Shaba Achiv Lashnia, or the first brother. There's two Yavams. Brother number one is together with woman number one. Again, these women are not sisters, right? So he's the first brother together does yibum with woman one, and the other brother does yibum with the woman two. And what happens in that case? Lo pasal es harishona, right? So then when either the same guy is together with the second woman, or the second brother is together with the second woman, that doesn't pasal the yibum of the first, right? It's the wrong thing to do, right? You're not supposed to marry two yavama, you know, two yavamas. You marry one, the other one, you know, once you yibum with one, you're not supposed to yibum with the second wife, with another wife, right? But it doesn't passel the first woman's yibum, right? It says Rashi lo pasal sarishona, top of the page kufin am base sharei biyasa and shove it, right? They're the same, they're the same status. Vi rishona in their katanos, right? So their katanos, they're suffik. Is it suffik whether it's a kin in there or not, right? Vi rishona kenuya he, right? The first one's kenuya harei he ishta, right? Then she became his wife. Vachrona biyasnus. Again, he's not supposed to be with the second woman at that point because she's the tsaras yavama, right? She's the tsara, and so the man's not supposed to yim with the woman with the isha and the tsara. But it's the point being, if the first one is kenuya was kenuya, so then fine, then this new woman is his wife, and the second woman is a biyasnus. Vilav kenuya he, and if the first woman is not kenuya to him at all, harishte and nachrios, and they're not related to each other at all. In which case, because it turns out one of them wasn't kenuya, then she wasn't kenuya to the brother, so she's allowed to be married to her. Then they're not related, so then fine, he's still allowed to be married to the first woman, there's no problem. But he can't stay married to the second woman. Dilma kenuya, he can't stay married to the second woman because maybe they really were both acquired, in which case he can't be married to two women who were both married to the same brother. Fine. So the bottom line is because they're the same status, they're both katanos. So he marries the first, he does even with the first one. The marriage to the second one does not pass with the first one. He still can't stay married to the second one, but it doesn't pass with the first one. Same things that they would both be chareshos again, because once they have the same status, then we again the first even was good. The second even is no good, but it doesn't knock out the first even. Good. Next case, katana vechareshos. What if it's a katana and a chareshos, right? So now they each have a different status. So if he has yibum with the katana and then he has yibum again with the chareshes, or he does yibum with the katana and then his brother does yibum with the chareshes, pasla katana. So that actually makes the katana's original yibum becomes psul at that point. Because again, it's always a suffix whether she's kenuya at all, and the chareshes is for sure somewhat kenuya, right? So once the chareshes, someone's kenuya is now connected, is now married to him, so now the katana is in a bad spot; she can't stay. So he'd have to give her get or some other way of ending the relationship. But yavam ala chareshes. What if the yavam is with the chareshes v'chazar bala katana, and then he's with the katana afterwards? Oh, shabala achiv ala katana, right? Or he's with the chareshes, and then his brother's with the katana. So then that knocks out the chareshes, because maybe the katana is fully kenuya and the chareshes was less. We're going to see. We have to see why that is. So Rashi says, particularly Rashi, right next to us on the left, next one on the left, pasul sa chareshes, shem katana kenuya kula v'kinyan chareshes mishiyeres, right? Because again, maybe the katana is a full kinyan Kenyan of the chereshes is only partial. Okay. Next case. Pikachas vechereshes. So you have a fully, you know, aware woman with a full das. That's one of the wives, and the other one's a chereshes. But you have him ala pikachas. If he does yibum with the pikachas, vechazar bala chereshes, then he's together with the chereshes. Oh, sheba achi bala chereshes, or he's with the katana, with the pikachas, and then his brother's with the chereshes. Lo pasas vechachas, right? That doesn't impact the pikachas because she is fully, 1,000%, she's fully married to the first brother, her original husband, and she's fully kenuya with the yibum to the second brother, to the brother, the yavam. Okay, but yavam ala chereshes. But if the man goes ahead and he does yibum with the chereshes first, v'chazor bala pikachas, and then he's together with the pikachas, o shba achi bala pikachas, or again he was with the chereshes and his brother's with the pikachas, pasa as a chereshes. That knocks out the chereshes again for the same reason, because pikachas is fully kenuya and the chereshes is only partially. Okay, gedola uketana. Right, what if the das is all, you know, in general would be fine, but she's the second, the other, the one of the tzaras is a katana, so her das is not yet full to get married. So gedala gedola katana ba yavam malach gedola. If the yavam is with the gedola v'chazur balak katana, then he's with the katana. Oshaba achi balak katana. Or then again, like after he's with the katana, his brother's with the katana. He's with the gedola. She's with the brother's with the katana. Lo pasas a gedola. The whatever he does with the katana doesn't knock out what happened with the gedola. But yavam malach katana v'chazur balak gedola. But if he was with the katana first and then with the gedola, oshaba achi balak gedola. Or he was with the katana, then his brother's with the he was with the katana, and his brother was with the gedola. Pasul as the katana again. Then next at the katana, because again, the gedola, her kidney is full, and the katana is only a suffix. Okay. Rabbi Elazar Omer Malav Dinas the katana should tamayim bo. And Rabbi Elazar says, you know, in that case, we just tell her to tell the katana to do miyun, and that way we don't have to worry about this whole story. Okay. So let's see what the Gemara says. But a lot of this, again, is in a certain sense restatement of a lot of things we've said before in terms of when the statuses are different as opposed to when the status is the same, and how because of that they can't be together. You can't have both, can't marry both of them, and how if one status, you know, trumps the other, so that's going to not put the other person, you know, the other woman in a state where she has to be released. Okay, says the Gemara. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Halacha k'Rabbi Elazar. So Yehuda says name of Shmuel. The halacha is like Rabbi Elazar. Right? Rabbi Elazar here who says that milav nes the katana shetemai. Okay. V'chein am Rabbi Elazar, halach Rabbi Elazar. I know it's early in the morning, but that doesn't make sense, right? Good. So the Gemara said, look at Rashi in the Gemara. V'chein am Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas. Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas di amorahu, halach Rabbi Elazar de mas nisin, v'hu Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. Okay, says Rabbi Elazar, the amora, the halach is like Rabbi Elazar, the Tana. Okay. But still, we just said, two people just said again, the halacha is Rabbi Elazar. Now the Gemara says, U'tzichan, I need both. Why? Yeah, Amar Baha, and now we're, you know, because if I was talking about this case, the Kamaisa, Bahach Kamar, Shmua halacha Rabbi Elazar, Mishum Delokiyah Mitzvah Yibam. Aba Baha, the Kai Mitzvah Yibam, Ema Tarvayu, Ema Tarvayu Lifiko Beget. So what are we talking about here? What do you mean ha and this one and that one? What are we talking about? So look at Rashi. Rashi says utzricha. What are we talking about? Utzricha l'shmuel. Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas l'meim Rabbi Kamaisa halachik Rabbi Eliezer ubaha nami halachik Rabbi Elazar. What case? The bertavayu melamdin es haketana l'mayin. There was two cases where the Mishnah said it. Our Mishnah we said melamdin es haketana l'mayin. I would teach the katana to do biyun, and we said in a previous Mishnah we also said that we are melamed the katana to do miyun. So what we're saying is that in both cases where we say melamed the katana lemayin, the halacha is like that. Rabbi Elazar says it twice in both cases. So now let's explain what the two cases were, and if you needed them both, the Gemara is asking, I don't understand. If that's usually what the rule is, so why do you need to tell me twice that we hold like Rabbi Elazar that yes, when possible, we tell her to do miyun the katana, so we don't have this problem. So now look at Rashi. The Itmar become Ma'isa, right? The Itmar become Ma'isa La'el Daf Kuftes, right? Two daf ago, we mentioned this idea that when you have two sisters, right, who are married to the guy to the husband to the same man, that we tell the katana to do miyun. Mishun Dakasi lo ikayim mitzvah yibam. Maybe in that case they haven't yet fulfilled the mitzvah yibam. Hilkach malam dinas katana ishto lemayin v'tis yavim yavamta. Right. In that case, what do we say? No one's done any yibam yet. We say that the katana, please do a miyun, and then we can go on with our story, right? So maybe that's in that case. Avabaha, the kai mitzvah yibam, but in our case here in our Mishnah, the guy already did yibam, right? Bishtehen, with both of them. Ema lo amar Shmuel halach Rabbi Elazar. Maybe in that case, you would say, we don't pass like Rabbi Elazar. Ela yotzi shtehen beget. Just give them both a get, right? So the reason I need, you know, the reason I need both stories, you know, both rulings, is because maybe I would say that in the case where they are, you know, maybe only the case they haven't done miyun yet, haven't done yibam yet, tell her fine, do miyun now so we don't get into trouble. But once they already did yibam, maybe you'd say no, at that point, you should really just give her a get. So we learned halacha is no, halacha is like Rabbi Elazar here also, even in the case the yibam already happened, have her do a miyun. So, but if I only said it here, right? Maybe the reason you allow me, you say to do me, is because there's already a gedola here. What do we mean? There's a gedola waiting to do yibam, right? Mishum hachi mehadrin and amiyan. Maybe that's why we say do miyan de katana. Maybe only telling her to do miyan in our case because it's a gedola waiting. So we say do miyan because it's a gedola waiting. Aval idach beahida achayos. The case of the sisters, the gedola achos ishtohi. In that case, the gedola would be the sister of his wife, right? Because they're again, we're, in that case, it's two sisters. So the gedola can't do yibum anyways, right? She's achos ishto. Name alaram yakameh. Maybe we'd say, ah, so he has nothing to do with her. V'lo yilamdo ketan lemayin, right? Bishvu yivumei shal gedola. Maybe I'd say, you know, in that case, we don't really want him to do both through yibum. If she's going to do miyun, then the gedola is going to be available. We don't want that. So the bottom line is, we need both. We need you to tell me the halachas. We have Elazar that miladnis is a ketan lemayin, both in our Mishnah and the Mishnah to daf ago, and that way, shalom ha'yisru.
Are we encouraging miyun in this case?
Yes, in both cases, we're encouraging miyun. One case we're encouraging miyun before the whole thing starts, just to avoid the whole problem. And in this case, it's even once they started, we say, you know, you already messed up, but do miyun and let her go free. The point is that the chiddush is we're encouraging in both cases so that we don't get run into trouble. Because otherwise, this mission doesn't even deal with the fact that once you say, well, it doesn't pass the first marriage, good, but now you got to deal with the second woman in each case. Like, you know, once he married her, be'isser, now what do you do with her? So Milan don't salamayin, so we don't have the problem, presumably. Okay, next Mishnah. Yavam Katan. So now the Yavam is the Katan. The Yavam himself is a Katan, the man. Okay, so the brother of the deceased is a Katan. So Yavam Katan Shabal Yavama, Katana. Right, so he's a Katan and she's a Katana. What do we do? He already did it. Right, we're not saying he should, but we're saying he did it already. Okay, so the Yavam Katan was the Yavama Katana. So what do? Yagadu Zemze. So then you just wait for them to get older. Look at Rashi. You got his name Zev V'im Bal Lagarsha Inu Yachal Achi Yagdil. Right? To get Katan Inu Get. He can't. He can't give her a get at that point. So the fact that they're Katanim and they were together, so fine. So they were together. Now they have a connection. Now they have to wait till they get older and then he can give her a get. Or he doesn't have to give her a get, but they wait till they get older at least. Hayevama Sha'amra V'so Shloshim Yom. Oh, so what did I say? Sorry. Yavam Katan Shabbat Yavam Katana, Yigalu Zemze. Sorry. But Yavam Gedola Tigalenu. Right? But if he's together with a Yavam Gedola, so then, again, you also have to wait for them to get older because, until he's able to if he wants to even to give a get, they'd have to wait. Fine. But the point is they can stay together, it sounds like. Hayavama Sha'amr Basok Shloshim Yom. A Yavama who says within the first 30 days of Yibam, Lo Nivati. She says, by the way, he's never together with me. Never had Tashmish. Kofin oso sheyachlotzla. We force him to do chalitza at that point. Meaning he's, for whatever reason, he's decided not, he hasn't really done yibum. They haven't had tashmish. We say, you got to give her a chalitza now. La'achas shloshim yom, but if it's been more than 30 days, mivakshin hemenu sheyachlotzla. So after 30 days, we ask him to do chalitza with her. Okay? Ubizman shu moda, but when he agrees that he admits that he hasn't had tashmish with her yet, afi la'achas shneimas rachodesh, even if it's been a year, so the question is, why does it change after 30 days that we just ask him? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, shloshim yom shekinsa yavam, after he married her, lo nevatalo, yavam. V'get yavamin, yotzi mitachas yada. And she has a get from yibam. Gemara's explained, but who omer be'atich? He says, no, I was with her. V'dayacha beget, right? So now he says, we were together, and here's your get. And she says, that's not true. We never had tashmish. Right? So what do? Kovno solachlo. Meaning, and if he never was together with her, then the get's not going to work. Right? If he never had, they never had tashrus, then the get's not helpful. She needs a chalitza. Right? So then we do kovno solachlo. We force him to give a chalitza. Tehi ne'emenes. Te'ad plus yomin muki inish anafshi demidivol. We say, for 30 days, maybe he still controlled himself, and he really didn't have tashmish, and maybe he's really and so it's really possible we would believe for sure that's true, and we force him to give a chalitza. Fascinating. After 30 days, if he says, no, I was with her, we believe him, because we assume that, you know, what are the chances that he really waited that long? But nevertheless, ihi lo mishtaya, but she's still not permissible, right? She says about herself that he never was with him, meaning she's still claiming that she needs, according to her words, she needs a chalitza still, right? So what happens? Ubay chalitza, umevakshin hemenu, and we ask him, aval kofin lo, the haba, but we don't actually force him, because we assume that he really did. Okay. Okay. Continues the Mishnah. Hanoderes hana miyavama b'chayli b'ayla. A woman who takes a neder. She's mudar hana from the yavama, from her yavam while her husband's alive. Kofin oso shiachlatsa. So we still force him to give her chalitza. La'acha misas b'ayla mevakshin hemenu shiachlatsa. But if it's after he died already, so then we don't force him, but we ask him to do chalitza. Vim niskabne l'kach. But the point is that she just took a nether. She didn't say, you know, do not do chalitza with me, or do not do yibum with me. She just said, you know, she didn't say don't do yibum with me. She just said, I have to get nether not to get hana from you. So now she has to have tashrish with him. So what's going to happen? So the point is, she didn't have in mind specifically yibum. She just she was just mudra hana. So if she did it while her husband was still alive, so we say, we force him to give a chalitza. If it was after he died already and she took that neder, so it's more the assumption that she sort of like had in mind that she was trying to, you know, not have yibum with him. In which case, we don't force him, but we ask him to. But if it was, but if she had it in mind, right, even when her husband was alive, so then again, we don't force him. I'll explain more as we move along. Okay. So says the Gemara, Lema Masnisin de Lok Rabbi Meir. Sounds like our mission is not like Rabbi Meir. Desanya Katan Chub Katana, Lo Chotzen, Velo Miyabim, De Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said, Katan and Katana can't do Chalitza or Yibam. So how can the mission be saying, if they do together, they stay together, etc.? So Gemara says, I feel the Tere Rabbi Meir. No, I mean, even according to Rabbi Meir works. Why? Kiyam Rabbi Meir, Gedolo Lekatan, Ukatana Legadol. Rabbi Meir was talking about Gedolo with the Katan or Katan with the Katana with the Gadol, the Chad Minayo Bia de Yisuruhu. Because one of them is a Bia that's Aser. Aval Katan, Habal, a katana, the katam of the katana, the tarvayu ki hadadin, the same status, lo amr. That he didn't say. So Gemara says, wait a second. So maybe it's still like Rabbi Meir. So Gemara says, but wait a second. Vahakatani, ba'ayivama gedola tegalenu. What do you mean? The Mishnah does talk about that case. It says if he's together with a gedola, they stay married. In presumption, they stay married, right? So amr bichanina, choza ba'ashani. No, once they're together already, it's a different story. Right, v'had to get lenu kamar. Had to call bi or bia di isurhu. What do you mean? Is that they can stay, which means every bia is going to be a bia sister, and they can still stay married to each other. So ela mechavar to masnisa in the law kari meir. So fine, so you're right. Maybe really the mission is not like a meir. Okay, kari kan lahakim laachiv shame. The halacha says, the pasuk says he has to establish a name for his brother. V'hai la bar hachihu. He can't do that. He's a katan. He can't. He's not going to have children. So amar baye amar kara. Yavam Yavala Koldu. Yeah, but the pasuk also says, just go be with the Yavama no matter what, no matter how it's gonna be. And that's why it works with the katan. Rava Amar, Balav Achinami Lomatis Amris, Miika Mida de Hashta is Asirle, or the Basar Shaita Sharia. Rava says, either way, you don't have a scenario where she was really always she was forbidden to him, and then after she becomes permitted to him, that we don't have any case of Yibam like that. Vaha, even though that's really the case always with Yibum, that she's his sister-in-law, who she's also due. But he's saying, once Yibum's in play, you don't have a situation where she's the woman's forbidden, then like later on she becomes muteris. We don't have such a thing. So what must be true? That she becomes muteris immediately, and that is, that even the katan case, she's muteris to him. And that's why it still works. Yivam Yavu Aleh. V'ha Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Ko Yivama She'en Ani Kore B'Shas Nefili Yivama Yavu Aleh Harei Hi Ke'esh Ach. I thought we have a psak from Yehuda Marav that if you can't save the woman the moment she falls to him, then she's like Eish Asach and she's totally forbidden. So the Gemara says, Ve'ema Hachanami. So Amar Kra, Ki Yeshua Achim Yachdav, Afilu Ben Yomecha. The answer to the Gemara says, no, the Gzeir Tzakasav is that, you know what, in the end of the day, as long as he's even a day old, Yibum is shaykh, you know, in theory, and that's why Yavam would have to wait for chalitz, etc. And that's why this case, the katan doing Yibum, still has a still in play. And we'll pick it up next week.